B-Pod Studios.
B75 The Fanatic.
What up, cuz?
Good morning, everybody. Happy. Yeah, Thursday to all across the Delaware Valley. Now, it was not a happy night last night in Salt Lake City as we watched the game and Ben gets hurt after 10 minutes. He's got a sprained AC joint in his shoulder. It fell hard on it. So we'll figure out. He's going to get examined today. Hopefully, they're in Denver. So hopefully I'll have something for you by the end of the show on what it looks like for Ben and his shoulder. And they missed him last night, man. It's funny. I got a message. Because, they didn't really say much on the broadcast. And at least for, I keep waiting, like, where's he at? And, he's not showing up. I mean, you figure he's hurt because he hasn't been in the game. And then finally comes out that he's out for the game. And I got a message. I was getting messages. People say, I'm not even missing him right now. Well, yeah, you missed him. You missed him on the defensive end because they win the game if he's in the game. He plays because from a defensive standpoint, they had two guys playing a ton of minutes last night in Neto and Korkmaz, and they're not that's a huge mistake. Thibault's in foul trouble. So Brett's trying different things, right? So he's trying different combos. And so I'm going to allow for all that stuff as I look at it. But here's the thing that I don't want to stray too far from. And I thought they strayed last night. Now, the reasons why, but they're the soul of a defensive team. That's how they're going to win. That's how they're going to win in the playoffs. They're going to win with defense, rebounding, tough stops, and playing bully, ugly ball. You can't play bully ball with Korkmaz in the game or Raul Neto in the game. It ain't gonna work. You're not bull. You don't even know bully balls. There's no balls. No bullies. That was on purpose. You can't win like that. You gotta win by playing your style. And those two guys, I know he needs to grow a bomber, but those two guys don't fit that style. You can't get three happy. You're not a 3-point shooting team. So, and those guys aren't elite 3-point shooting players. So you can't fall in love with, look at Korkmaz shooting threes. No, he's not that guy. He's not a three guy on an elite 3-point shooting team. You want to come in, flurry, a quick bomber, fine. But those guys playing a combined 55 minutes. Now, remember, part of it was because Ben automatically takes up another, 25 minutes. He played 10, so at least 25 minutes. And then Thibault got into early foul trouble, but he winds up only playing 13 minutes. Like, he has to be on the floor. James Ennis only plays 9 minutes. That's too few for Ennis. Now, you had to have Neto playing the point for Ben, which is why he's on the floor. But my big takeaway is you got to stay close to who you are. You can't stray from being a defensive-minded team. Ugly bully ball. Just, I'd have bully ball taped all around my room. I'd have images, alleyways. I would have... old flyers with no teeth. I would have images, Rick Mahorn. I would have images of bullies all around my room. So we know not to stray from who we are. Currently, now again, there's mitigating circumstances. I'm not freaking out. But currently they're ranked 10th in defense. That's not good enough. Now, Joe hasn't played three games. He's their rim protector. I understand. But it's just the point to talk about going forward. They need to be who they are. You can't win playing any other style. The playoffs, half court, that's what it's built for. They're built for 16. They're built for the playoffs. But the only way to achieve all that stuff and make a run at the title is to remember who you are and remember that you need to be gritty and you need to board and you need to defend on ball, at rim, at all. That's what you got to do. So we'll get into the Sixers and what you saw last night. Meanwhile, Eagles. You know what is amazing to me? So I was listening to Mikey. And Mike, who self-admittedly is not the most positive soul on the planet, says, I'm like Chipper. I feel great about this team. And it was a great conversation because I'm kind of like that jolly jolly type of dude. I like happiness. I'm at my best when the teams are winning. So it's what I like. I like when people are happy. I'm happy. I like a party, right? I do. I love a party. I love a party too much, but I do love a party. I like, if it was up to me, I'd be at a party every day of my life. I love it. You know, hey, hugging and kissing and dancing and you know, popping bottles. I love it. I still don't see it with the Eagles. He sees it. There's something that is clearly one of us are missing. And so we continue to be introspective. This is the week of introspection. It's the bye week. And we continue to look at ourselves. Now, I want us to look at ourselves critically. What is the biggest thing they can improve on? Now, you can't say wide receivers because they got none. All right? And Jordan Matthews isn't the answer. So you can't go, wow, they can improve on their wide receiver play. No, the receiver play, it stinks, and it's going to continue to stink because they aren't any good. So how can this team improve over the next half, the final seven-game swing? So I want you to think about that. We got for you the top 10 NFL coaches right now. I used to love when the MLB Network used to do, here's your top 10 shortstops right now. And I loser like that, right? So I got 10 NFL coaches right now. I got 8. And I got 4 names vying for 9 and 10. I want to know if Dougie P makes the top 10. That's our man, the Psy Guy. Let's see if Dougie makes the top 10. So I'll throw you those, and you tell me. We'll argue and see what you think about that list and where they're at. But this is a good way to look at the coach as well. Good morning, Tunis.
Hello, Anthony. How are we today?
We're good.
Doug's in the top 10.
Are you sick of me yet?
No.
No?
Doug's in the top 10.
After the game, yeah, you say that pretty with assuredness.
Yeah, not top 5, but he's in the top 10.
All right, well, we'll
talk about it.
Yes, we will. We'll see. We'll see if he's top 10. There's like 4 guys that are vying for the top 10. Well, you think he's top 8?
I'll have to think about it.
All right.
Maybe he's right at 8.
Really?
I'll let you know.
All right, well, we'll bat it. I'll give you the list. You're not sick of me yesterday? We went to the pub.
We did.
On, what's that road?
Montgomery Ave.
Montgomery Ave. That's true. What's that street? Yeah, it's a great bar, the pub.
It is. Pub of Penn Valley or something like that?
Yes.
Good spot.
Yes, we wanted to go somewhere close to work to talk about the show. So we went to the pub at Penn Valley, in Penn Valley, of Penn Valley. I don't know what the preposition is of. It's a great spot. Charles Barkley goes there. A lot of famous people go there. Filmmakers, Tom Farrell.
He's the third famous person that goes there.
The third phase?
Yeah, after you and I.
Yeah, right. It was. It's fine. It's a great spot. So we went a couple beers and just to kind of talk about what we have to do. So you're not sick of me?
No.
Were you watching the game last night?
Yeah.
I know you're watching it. Were you watching the game last night missing Ben Simmons? Because there were a lot of people who were not.
Which is a tragedy.
Yes.
I was missing Ben Simmons, yes.
And I got a guy, buddy of mine, on the gram says, Anthony says, I was watching the game and I wasn't even waiting for Ben to come back in. I'm going, what are you, nuts? You get my point about not straying too far from who you are?
No, I get it.
That's it. That's going to be key for Brett because he's got a soft spot for the three guys.
He loves his fur can.
Right.
I need to grow a bomber.
Right. But he likes those guys that can hit flurries of threes because he's a big three-point advocate, which I get. But once again, you got to don't stray far from where you are.
He's got to get used to not having J.J. Redick anymore.
Yes.
Because I was saying
he's
to you earlier.
He's trying to use Korkmaz in that role.
And that's not who he is. He's more of a spot-up guy. He's not going to hit contested threes, except for the game winner against Portland.
Yes.
But I look at this offense and I go, all right, they still need to figure this out. And I know we talk about all the time with the Eagles when Doug Peterson doesn't expect DeSean Jackson to be out after one series. So I'm sure Brett Brown didn't expect Ben Simmons to be out after 10 minutes.
Yes.
But they still got to figure things out. There's going to be days where Ben doesn't play. There's going to be times when Ben is on the bench. So they have to figure out what works.
Yes.
And the offense was stagnant yesterday. I know they made a run. They came back and it got close. But did you feel good when they were coming back? I didn't.
See, I didn't understand what they were doing down the stretch. I started to feel okay, but again, down the stretch, you got to go. They didn't attack the rim enough. Like, I want you to post up. Like, they should still be posting up. They didn't attack the rim enough. And by the way, the last possession inside a minute. Why aren't you shooting three?
First of all, they didn't foul, which was ridiculous.
I understand it.
And then they have 6 seconds left, and they run a play for Tobias to hit a runner as time expires. All right, so he made the basket. Great.
I know. I don't understand it.
They pushed plus two, but whatever.
Oh, did they really? No. All right. Well, we got lots to get to today. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. 610-632-0975. We will be joined, our guest, Keith Pompey from Denver, will be joining us at 12:30. Talk Sixers, hopefully get an update on Ben. Hopefully I can get you on. And we'll talk to D-Gun coming up at 11:30 for his thoughts on the Eagles and being introspective. We got a little Sixers playback for you, lots to do. The Midday Show, just getting started. Let's talk some beer, because we love beer. Now, that was a nice, that Dogfish was nice yesterday, Corona. The Corona Light. There's so many beers to choose from. And that good, refreshing beer with less calories. You know, I always wanted to do that, like, less calories and less filling. I understand it. Because you want a light beer that tastes like beer. If you're like me, you like beer. We love beer. I need it to taste like beer, not cold water. Not beer-flavored water. I want beer. And that's why Corona is my beer of choice here. Proud sponsor of the Sixers. So whether you're watching the game at the Wells Fargo Center at home or at one of our Sixers pregame broadcasts, choose Corona. Corona Premier, only 90 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. This Friday, tomorrow, before the Sixers take on Denver, join Devon and D-Line at the Trap Tavern. Sixers pregame broadcast starting at 6 o'clock. Enjoy $3.50 Corona Light drafts. Andrew Salchunas will be on site. Yes, you will. What do? You give out like prizes, chance to win Sixer tickets?
Yeah, so during the breaks of their show, I get on the mic and I hang out with the people at the bar.
That's nice.
We play some Pong. We play all kinds of stuff. It's good
time. You really? You play the Pong?
Yeah.
Good. Check it out. Sixers Fanatic pregame show live from the Trap Tavern. Presented by Corona tomorrow starting at 6 o'clock. For details, go to the events page at 975thefanatic.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
All right, 10:23 on this Thursday morning. Tonight, little programming note, 7:30, Matt Rhule will join me on Cousins Corner. Leading into the chat, you know the best is Matt says, great, 7:30, I get out of meetings, be perfect. And he goes, and then I'll be able to watch the Temple game. Isn't that cool? Here he is, unbeaten at Baylor, right? I mean, they're a national story. He's got TCU. He's going to win again. They're 8-0 going into this weekend. And Matt is watching Temple.
He's a great coach, man.
He is a great coach.
Cleaned up the mess when it was here, and then you clean up a bigger mess at Baylor.
Dude, I mean, these NFL teams are now the Jets. How stupid are the Jets? They had him. They didn't let him choose his staff. He's the head coach of the Jets.
So they got old crazy eyes, Adam Gase, who might not finish the year.
These coaches, I mean, these teams, you got a guy like him. He's a natural. I don't want to hear, well, he coaches college. He spent a little time in the NFL. He knows both sides of the ball. You know, it was funny. He was a defensive guy, right? So when he had a chance to go back as the offensive coordinator, you know what he did? He brought in all kinds of offensive guys over in the spring and early summer. And he sat with them for hours at a time. Like some of the most unique offensive guys, a lot of out west guys. Maybe somebody from Boise, you know, a couple guys like that. And he brought him, and he sat with those guys and learned how to really call a game.
Smart man.
I mean, he's not the kind of guy you want as a coach. Guy, he worked both sides of the ball. You know, what you're looking at. Young, he's got, you know, great cred. His players love him. He's tough. He's got everything when it comes to, like, being a head coach. I'll tell you that much. All right, so we also got to get into what happened last night and Sixers and just how far they stray from being bullies. Like, you can't stray. That's got to be your MO. You can't stray of who you are. Let's go to Damon in West Philly, get it started. Dame, you're on 97.5 Fanatic.
What's up, cuz? Good morning to you.
Good morning, Damon.
Oh, man, good to hear you. So, yeah, man, a couple things I saw last night. I'm not going overboard. I'm not, you know, going to flip out. But I agree with you 100%. We need to see that. That's their staple. That's who they are, right? Using that length, using that athleticism, using their strength towards their advantage on their defense. And I'm not one of these guys, cuz, who says the big fella needs to be in the post every possession, because I understand that's unrealistic. However, in the third quarter last night, I'm like, big fella.
Because you know what? Gobert in foul trouble. Get him in foul trouble.
Yeah, big, because he did it in the fourth.
Yes.
He went to the post in the fourth quarter. I need him to do that. I get it. He's not going to do it every possession, because I love his mid-range game, right? But he was doing too many fadeaway jump shots last night. And those are things in a tight game like that that can't happen. So I, going back to your style of defense and getting him a position to play his game. The other thing is, I want to touch upon these people, man, that beat up Ben is ridiculous, man. Real quick, cuz, after the Sixers beat Portland the other night and there was no post-game show, they showed this special on Ben Simmons. I saw an entirely different thing about Ben. They follow him through the summer. You know, he did some things with Nickelodeon. He really opened up, right? And so for these people who just want to jump on him about the jump shot and say, oh, I don't miss him. Hey, man, that guy's a good defender. He has length. he's needed, and I agree with you. We could have used him last night, obviously, you know, down the stretch of that game.
Yes! Yes! Like I was telling you about my buddy Anthony, who says, his quote was, "While Ben on bench, I can't even say can't wait for him to come in."
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, the guy brings so much more to the game, man. It's unbelievable. But real quick before I go, because I hear you with the Eagles, right?
Yes.
I know you're not as high on Jordan Matthews, and I get it. But I will say this to kind of answer your question. I think if they continue to strengthen the running, you know, run the ball, he's going to at least catch the ball, right? I don't know what that's going to give us, but I feel a little bit better than what we have in that receiving core. And that doesn't say a lot. I understand that. But, I mean, it gives me some glimmer of hope because what we had out there, and I was at the game on Sunday, man, Aguilar, I can't defend him anymore because I used to defend him.
I know. You remember how many debates you and I got into over him?
Sure. And I was going off that Super Bowl game. But, again, I go back to my theory because everyone can't coach here and everyone can't play here, man. Continue to have a great show,
Dame.
Man. I'll talk to you.
Thank you, Dame. Lindsay, our amazing. Lindsay, what's your title? Sales assistant? You should be a sales assistant. You shouldn't be an assistant at all. Sales manager, right?
I agree.
You with Jamie. Right there. You run things. I bug Lindsay all the time, babe. You have your charger? Because I have no charge. I'm the worst with anything. And you know.
You've been good recently.
Yeah, I have. I haven't bugged her yet since we're in like the in the middle of construction, and so and Lindsay got moved.
We're on an island.
Everybody moved.
Yeah, we're on an island right now.
And we're in the middle of the construction zone. It's like doing a show in like in middle of a construction zone. That's what we're doing. And everybody else got moved down the hall, and we're kind of left to our lonesome. So you know, like Lindsay would come in and we'd get coffee. You know, we'd do the whole thing. And I'd walk out, we'd see people, right? Again, nobody. Josie, all of our friends in sales. You're right? Gina and everybody. We get nothing. Thanks, Linz. She's the best. And, you know, it's just you and me. It's just, and Rhonda. Thank God for Rhonda. Our production manager. Because with Rhonda, it's just me, you, and Rhonda. That's it.
And the bro.
Oh, yeah, it's the bro. Bro banging some IPAs back there. You know the word? As he's banging some popcorn down. I love it. Let's get to where are you at? Mike.
Truck's coming through.
Oh, yeah.
Construction.
Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Mike.
I hope Ben's okay. So I agree with you about Carson, and I totally disagree on Ben. I'll tell you, Carson, here's my thing. I think that people don't get that he is not running like a wild man when something's not open. So I got to give Carson credit for that and playing in his, keep staying with him in himself. You know, he was a wild man his first year and even part of the second year when he was trucking fools and we were leading all the time. I mean, we were crushing fools, but that's so in the past now. And he had to recover from that injury. I don't like any of the criticism on him. And I think, you know, he ran for some first downs recently. That was really cool to see. And he got
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
and
listen, I don't want him to run, right?
Every once in a while,
if it can hurt a defense because he can actually run, have open space, slide, not get hit. But the bottom line is going forward, not this year, but going forward, you got to get him weapons so he can go down the field.
Oh, boy, does he ever. Let's talk what I don't agree with on Ben, and I hope he's all right. Let's assume that he didn't have this injury. My conversation is about that shoot the ball, and you tell me if I'm right. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you're like, nah, you have to watch the quote flow of the game and all the other aspects and positives of his young game. And that's fine, but I disagree with the whole flow of the game because I just think what does it hurt, and why can't his coach coach him up and pull him aside and say, okay, this play is for you. Shoot this thing. You know, I don't mean clutch. I don't mean three-pointer. But, you know, can't they design plays that he's got to run? But you, me, I don't know basketball like you, so.
Yeah. No, listen.
Good guys. Good show.
You got it, brother. I was going to have a conversation with, but here's the deal. It's not as simple as you kind of simplify what I say in the flow. There are times when I agree with you guys. Like, I'm not totally discounting that he has to shoot the basketball at times from the mid-range, 12, 15 feet out. I'm not discounting that. There are moments when I think you guys are right on. He flashes to the lane. He's got to rise up, and he's got to shoot the ball. Yes, you guys are right. If you think he's going to shoot threes, he'll never become a three-point shooter. All right? Never. He'll never be that guy that you develop some kind of three-point shot that is a consistent arsenal. Maybe at times later in his career, there's some sort of set shot type of thing that he developed, like kind of a la Magic. But he's never going to be a great three-point shooter. And right now, I don't even put it in part of his arsenal. I think my only point is we get obsessed with scoring and obsessed with shooting. And the denigration of his game is not accurate. It's just not. Because you don't take into account all the stuff he does do. Now, those of you that say, yeah, but still he's got to flash and shoot it. I agree. I agree. Just the overall trashing of his game is just not right.
Yeah, you know me. I'm a bit of a Ben defender, but there was a moment yesterday that stood out to me where whoever was guarding Ben dropped back, and Ben either had the open look to shoot or he could have attacked and drove toward the rim. Instead, they went off-ball screen, Tobias Harris, yeah, and Embiid at the screen, and he threw it to Tobias, and it was almost stolen because it was real close play. I'm like, dude, in that situation, you got nobody guarding you.
Yeah, I saw.
Go, attack.
Yeah, I saw. I agree. I defend him because I think he gets unfairly criticized overall. And I do. I love his talent and his upside, and he just does things that are rare for somebody of his size. And I just think he gets unfairly ripped. I mean, yeah, there's like, yeah, he has to add this element. Yes, you're right. But that doesn't mean, like, I'm going to trade him for whatever, like that one guy said yesterday. Trade him for Trey Turner from the Nationals.
Yes.
I mean, you know, come on. I mean, you know, the guy gets buried all the time. And by the way, the style of play should fit him. This bully ball should fit him because it's about posting up. It's about using your size advantage. It's about getting runouts from your defense. All right? That's what this style should be. You can't stray. This is important. This is important for Brett because they can't stray from who they are. You got to get runouts, man. That comes from good defense. You got to be a top five defense. You really should be a top three. With the size you have, you got to be a top three player, top three defensive team. Jeff in Camden, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jeff.
What's going on, Kes?
Yo, Jeff.
So, like, here's the thing with Ben Simmons. Like, it's not a lot of NBA players, especially playing the guard position, right, where if they get smart with me in a bar, I can simply say, I know, let's have a free throw contest. I'm just saying, man, this is a guard that can't hit a mid-range jump. Look.
Oh, my God. I tell you. Yeah, you're right. But how many guards are 6'11 and can move down the floor like he does and have the court vision he does and can guard from 1 through 5?
I hear all this Magic Johnson comparison. But Magic Johnson was a flat-out scorer who developed his jump shot.
Not early.
He couldn't be stopped.
Not early.
No, but I'm saying he couldn't be stopped. You look up at Michigan.
He developed.
He at Michigan State.
Come on, dude. He was 2 years at Michigan State. I mean, he was, first of all, he developed a set shot later in his career. But he was a pass-first guy. Yeah, did he post up smaller guards? Yeah, he did. And that's what Ben needs. And Ben can score 20 just with around the basket. He's done.
You know what Magic didn't do? Go 4-for-12 in the paint. Like Ben Simmons has done so many times in so many games.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
I know. But yeah, you're a hater. I can't.
I'm just, not a hater, man.
You are.
No, you're not giving me.
That's not raw stats or facts. That's hate.
12. And then
give me a break. Yeah,
but
because here's the thing. Because you don't bring into the equation the defense, the stops, the assists, the rebounds. You leave that out.
So that's why that's hate. But your boy just told you. Guys just drop back and dare him to shoot.
Dude, we have eyes. We look at this game a million. I've said the same thing 1,000 times. Yeah, he's got to shoot the ball. Jeff, I love you. We go round and round and round and round and round. So what do you want?
I just want him to score when he needs to score.
Yeah, he's not going to score. He needs to score. Yeah. All right. I'm done defending him. You want to hate? Go ahead.
Nelson Aguilar. Let's go to Nelson Aguilar. I would trade Nelson Aguilar for a bag of pickle chips, and I do not eat pickle chips.
Now, where were you 2 years ago when I was getting killed for saying that?
No, look, when Nelson Aguilar made the fantastic spin moves early this year, I'm like, look, oh, man, he's showing
he stinks.
Finally coming around.
He always stunk. He can't track a ball.
He's not an
NFL. The headless horseman.
I don't know what position he would play in the NFL. Maybe he can play D-back. I don't know.
D-back. He can't play D-back. Come on. He's got to go. He's got to leave.
what
I don't know why this drives me nuts. I don't know why, Jeff, the Simmons argument drives me insane.
You're Mike Miskins. Ben Simmons can do no wrong with you and
no,
Mike
but okay. So here's the thing. Did you not hear me? And I've said it a million times. Yeah. When they sag, he's got to take a 12-foot jump shot. Or go to the rim. How many times did I say that?
Yeah, I hear you. But, Ant, you like jewelry, right?
You like jewelry, right? Yeah.
You like jewelry? All right. So, when you choose a piece for your chain, he chose a kangaroo. That's all I'm saying. It's something in his brain that's going on.
Come on, bro. He's an Aussie.
He makes bad choices.
Nah, bro. He doesn't make bad choices. Get out. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, what is it? What is it about this dude that they can't wait to hate? He played 10 minutes last night before he got hurt. I'm telling you, you guys, it's against your best interests to root for this kid to fail. And that's what I'm sensing.
Hey, we ran the poll earlier this week. 80% believe that there are Sixers fans who are rooting against Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
They're out there. They exist.
Again, I've said it 1,000 times. Does he need to shoot the ball? Yes. Does he need to shoot when they sag and he's sitting there 12-footer? Yes, shoot it or drive. See, I want him to drive and be aggressive and attack the rim like Giannis and go to the line. That's what I really want. And at times, there's a 12-footer, take it. So, I'm not arguing that point. I agree with you guys. That's the point. But the overall trashing and hating of the guy's game, just as I love the sport. I love the beauty of the sport. He's an elegant player. Yeah, I guess I know I'm stubborn. I got a Calabrese head. What that means, people from Calabria in Italy are stubborn. They're like a mule, got the stubborn. They believe what they believe. I admit, I got the Calabrese head, the pig head. I agree. But, you know, if I really believe I'm correct about it and about his talent, then I'm going to argue and stand my ground. Sorry. Calabrese head. We'll go head to head. Who's got the harder head? Judas doesn't. You're good. You're a good level-headed person.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not. Midday Show. 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Ah! Come on. We're a handful of games into the season. Let's not. This is going to be a fight all year long. All year long, it's going to be a fight.
Year or career?
Well, I can't even think about career right now. I'm just thinking about the season. Now, is it because there is a great fear that come playoff time, he will be the difference why they don't win? Is that it?
I think that's part of it. Because you already heard the callers just after the Phoenix game. I'm seeing exactly what I saw in the playoffs for 2 years now. It's never going to change.
See, they want to bring up the Celtics series from 2 years ago. He's evolved. Come on. The shooting aspect, I agree. Like, I see the same thing. You know, it's funny. Mike and I, and Mike's a huge Ben fan as well. And we there's a reason why when Jeff says, Jeff from Canada goes, well, you and Mike look at it and Ben can do no wrong. See, you understand that Mike and I share, it's one of the bases of our friendship. We're like real, we love sports, but we love the beauty. There's an art to sports, right? And when it comes to basketball, it's artistic expression in so many ways. And what frustrates you about Simmons should not take away from the beauty and the elegance in which he plays the game. And it's funny because he can both be an elegant player and a tough player. Now, yes, and a frustrating player as well. I'll throw that in there. But what he does, it's so important, and you don't get, and you're not going to win it without him. I'm sorry. You're not. It's a bully ball team, and you need him to, you know, to run a break. You need him to rebound. And yeah, you're going to need to post up and score, right? Like, I agree. There are going to be times when he's got to score 18 and 20 points and give you the offense that they need by attacking the rim. Just, you know, let it play out. If after this season he's the reason why, I made this deal with you guys after the playoffs. Give him the season. Now, again, I'm not saying don't grouse because that's what you're going to do. But as far as making a determination and speaking in absolutes, wait till after the playoffs, all right? If he's the reason why, I'll admit it. You want me to crawl on broken glass down Broad Street? All right. You want me to crawl on the knees? Couple blocks. I think I can do it on broken glass. All right, I'll do it. From Argonne Avenue to Wells Fargo Center. Let's go to David. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. David.
Hey, how are you? First time caller.
Welcome, Dave.
Thank you, but I had to take you up on your hard-headedness regarding Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give another reason why I believe that he does deserve some of the heat that he catches.
Right.
Because we talk as if Ben cannot shoot. We neglect the fact that he refuses to shoot. And when he refuses to shoot, what he does is he destroys the possibility of. Like, I won't even go to the Boston series. Even last year, his refusal to shoot, there were four straight possessions in Game 7 when we didn't even get a shot off. And because Toronto tightened it up and he was in the corner. If he had just simply shot the ball.
That was Game 5.
Game 5, yeah. Right. But Game 7 as well.
Game 5. The Game 5 was the He had two egregious playoff games.
Hold on, hear me out. I want to be wrong. I don't want to be right. I think Bennett can be special. I think he is special. But to play on a team and say that I will not shoot this basketball no matter the circumstance, I think is a bit arrogant, and I feel that he sacrifices. Hear me out. What I'm saying to be really quickly, I get everything you're saying is right about Ben. And I do think that people are crazy when they go, we'll trade him for this, that, anyone. Like I tell people all the time, don't say Ben Simmons is trash. Just say I'm frustrated with him. That's foolishness, what I hear. But the reality is, if we step back for a moment, he is kind of compromising his teammates by going, psychologically, I can't shoot this ball.
You're right.
You have Al Horford. You have JoJo.
You're right.
So in reality, it's like, Ben, you do know if you throw
I'm not
it up
pacifying
there,
you. I think you're right.
That's where the
frustration
may come from.
But
where
if I ask you, like, you now you hear me out, because I think you're right in what you say. I believe in the pureness of your soul and how you're and what you're saying. Okay, I think you come from a constructive place of righteousness. Okay,
thank you.
I do. I believe that. Now you heard me say 100 times. I can't even count how many times. Yeah, like they're when they sag in a lane, he's got to rise up and shoot it. Like I see the same thing you do, and I agree with you. My only frustration comes in what you just said with the foolishness and saying, you know, trading for this guy, and he can't play. So then I get my backup when it comes to like, dude, like why are you crushing this kid? When, yeah, we understand that this aspect of his game, he needs to, and we saw it. Like you're correct in what you say. That we saw it against Brooklyn. You remember game one against Brooklyn? He was horrible, right? And then all of a sudden, he comes back, and he was uber aggressive. And he did it in game six against Toronto, too. So it's in there somewhere.
Right, but the thing is that strategically, like, for instance, a lot of the people's issue with Phoenix is that no one really brought up. Monty Williams was his coach. So Monty said, yeah, I know he's not going to shoot. Matter of fact, Aaron Baines, you guard Ben. And what got me about Ben.
Who knows him, by the way, from Australia?
Right.
Baines.
So now you see all this, Ben, and you still go, I'm not changing what I do. Then afterwards, when they asked him about it, he goes, well, what I saw, he was giving me a chance to make great passes to my teammates. And it's like, Ben, you don't get it. And you're refusing to get it. And to me, as a teammate, I'm obviously not at a high level. We've all played. We could be playing spades, and I would look at you like, so you're just not going to throw out your diamonds?
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
not what
yeah,
you do.
Yeah,
that's how I feel about Ben Simmons. It's like, bro, we just lost the game.
Dave,
because you said that's not what I do.
I hear you. So, you know what? It's a great call that you I'm going to put you in the mix for something, all right?
Thank you.
I appreciate the conversation. That was actually an enjoyable conversation. All right?
Thank you.
All right, hold on. So, one of the things that Dave just said, and I hear you, and it kind of leaps and sometimes it crystallizes. It's almost like
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.